The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. Texans Extra Points is brought to you by Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Hey there, and welcome into Extra Points, the regular season edition. My name is Drew Doherty. I'm your host, and we are really excited. Got a great show for you tonight. And joining me are the Crockett and Tubbs of the Houston Texans team. It's, of course, John Harris, the sideline voice of the Texans, and the voice of the Texans, Mark Vandermeer. Fellas, it's good to be together with you guys. We're doing some TV. This is fun.
Yes. It's about time you had me on this show, for crying out loud. Who's Crockett and who's Tubbs?
I'll let you guys duke that out afterwards. We've got to leave it a surprise for the audience.
I need to roll up my jacket a little bit.
Yeah, maybe some pastels next time.
Yeah, no pastels tonight. Huh?
It just came to the top of my head. I thought I'd start. We're going to get into more discourse a little bit later, but first we got to get some quick hits going on, and we start with news about Jadeveon Clowney. He's obviously not going to play against the Oakland Raiders, so in his stead will be Whitney Mercilus, and the third-year pro did some nice things coming into the game last week, and he's got to keep that up.
We've got great doctors here, and he'll be back. He'll be back. Will he be back tomorrow? No, he won't be back tomorrow, but he'll be back soon, and the next guy in there, Whitney Mercilus, for instance, going to step up and play well in his place. So, like I said, these things happen. Every team deals with them. We're no different than any other team, and I think JD's handling it very well.
All right, so the guy that Mercilus and the rest of the Texans defense going to get after on Sunday is none other than Derek Carr. He's a rookie quarterback. That means usually good things for the defense that's opposing a rookie quarterback. Some of the Texans discussed that earlier in the week.
For a rookie, he's a mature guy. He's got good poise. He's a guy that's going to get better and better each time out there. You know, there's no substitute for experience. You know, being able to go out there and play in the games is such a good thing.
I think any time a rookie quarterback is named a starter in the NFL, it shows that his coaches and his teammates have confidence in him. And for you to be able to earn their confidence and trust in such a short amount of time says a lot about you.
How about the Texans quarterback, Ryan Fitzpatrick, in week one? Very efficient, helped lead the team to a victory. He, too, has to keep that up on the road against a defense that he respects.
Playing on the road, as everybody knows, is difficult in the NFL, you know, and especially going to a place like Oakland where it's their home opener. You know, it's going to be rowdy. But those games are a lot of fun, too, just in terms of, you know, we've been stressing so much communication and handling adversity and handling noise. And so that'll be some of the big things for us going into this first road game during the season, is just making sure that everybody's on the same page.
All right. So that is a review of what went on this week. And now to bring it back closer to home and talk about what we have ahead, Mark Vandermeer, John Harris, of course. What did we see that was good last week? What causes for optimism did you take from this Washington game? Let's start with you, John.
Well, I thought defensively the pass rush was phenomenal, whether it was Mercilus, Reed, of course, J.J. Watt. He was so very good coming off the ball. It didn't matter which guy was across from him. It didn't matter if two or three guys across from him. The pass rush I thought was very, very good, so I was happy to see that. And I thought in the second half the run game really got going. They started to wear down a really good Washington front seven. And when the run game got going, that let the defense get a little bit of rest in the second half. And that's when they really flourished the rest of the game.
Yeah, I think that when you look at the turnover battle, Drew, I mean, how many times did they lose that last year? They were minus 20 as a squad. To win the turnover battle was huge. Turnovers heal. Obviously, they hurt a lot last year. That really covered up some of the problems they could have had as Washington was trying to make big plays, but the Texans snuffed it out, getting the ball back.
You know, we've talked a lot about, through the week, about what J.J. Watt did, what Brooks Reed did. I loved what we saw from Jonathan Joseph, such an undersung hero if you think about it, because we didn't see him at all during the preseason, and he comes out, leads the team in tackles, and he helped limit those two big play receivers in Garcon and Jackson of Washington to about 8 yards a catch. I love seeing that.
Yeah, 11 tackles, not something you always want to see from a cornerback, but I talked to him on Tuesday in the locker room, and he talked about how tired he was in the second half, and he kind of joked and said, yeah, I was tired. I was gassed. It was the first time I'd been on a field, so I was going to be. But all the defensive backs, for the most part, tackled very well in space, and against those receivers, that was a must. I was glad to see that.
And they're going to have to do more of that, because that's what the Raiders are going to do, try to go for the short pass against the Texans, get the wide receivers to catch the ball short and turn it upfield. they're going to need similar plays to be successful defensively this week.
Very quickly, what do the Texans need to improve upon this week against Oakland that you saw against Washington that might need a little bit of work?
Stop the run. And I know the Raiders had their problems last week against the Jets, but you got to continue to do that because then you can fire off on the rookie.
Yeah.
In particular, in nickel and dime sub package, you really got to do a better job stopping the run. Then I do think the Texans will play more base this week. But they've got to be better when they put 5 and 6 defensive backs on the field. Their run fits have got to be better. That's where the Redskins really took advantage of them in those sets.
All right. We still have to talk about the greatness that is J.J. Watt. That's going to be in the next segment. So don't go anywhere. Texans Extra Points is just getting started. We're getting rolling, and we're going to have a lot more fun.
This is a team ball. This is a team ball. One team. Everybody in here knows their role and is going to keep getting better at their role. One team. Great job, guys.
Break it down. Break it down. Let's go. Hell of a job. Hell of a job. Texans on three. One, two, three. Texans.